Act 1 of The Tragedy of Hamlet, Prince of Denmark. Scene 1. Elsinore, a platform before the castle. Francisco at his post. Enter to him Bernardo. Bernardo. Who's there? Francisco. Nay, answer me. Stand and unfold yourself. Bernardo. Long live the king. Francisco. Bernardo? Bernardo. He. Francisco, you come most carefully upon your hour. Bernardo, 'tis now struck 12. Get thee to bed, Francisco. Francisco, for this relief much thanks. 'Tis bitter cold, and I am sick at heart. Bernardo, have you had quiet guard? Francisco, not a mouse stirring. Bernardo, well, good night. If you do meet Horatio and Marcellus, the rivals of my watch, bid them make haste. Francisco. I think I hear them. Stand ho! Who is there? Enter Horatio and Marcellus. Horatio. Friends to this ground. Marcellus. And liegemen to the Dane. Francisco. Give you good night. Marcellus. O farewell, honest soldier. Who hath relieved you? Francisco. Bernardo has my place. Give you good night. Exit. Marcellus. Holla! Bernardo! Bernardo. Say, what is Horatio there? Horatio. A piece of him. Bernardo. Welcome, Horatio. Welcome, good Marcellus. Marcellus. What, has this thing appeared again tonight? Bernardo. I have seen nothing. Marcellus. Horatio says 'tis but our fantasy, and will not let belief take hold of him, touching this dreaded sight. Twice seen of us. Therefore I have entreated him along with us to watch the minutes of this night, that, if again this apparition come, he may approve our eyes and speak to it. Horatio, tush, tush, 'twill not appear. Bernardo, sit down a while, and let us once again assail your ears, that are so fortified against our story, what we two knights have seen. Horatio, well, sit we down, and let us hear Bernardo speak of this. Bernardo. Last night of all, when yon same star that's westward from the pole had made his course to illume that part of heaven where now it burns, Marcellus and myself, the bell then beating one. Marcellus. Peace, break thee off. Look where it comes again. Enter Ghost, armed. Bernardo. In the same figure. Like the king that's dead. Marcellus. Thou art a scholar. Speak to it, Horatio. Bernardo. Looks it not like the king? Mark it, Horatio. Horatio. Most like. It harrows me with fear and wonder. Bernardo. It would be spoke to. Marcellus. Question it, Horatio. Horatio. What art thou? That usurpest this time of night, together with that fair and warlike form, in which the majesty of buried Denmark did sometimes march. By heaven, I charge thee, speak! Marcellus. It is offended. Bernardo. See, it stalks away. Horatio. Stay! Speak! Speak! I charge thee, speak! Exit Ghost. Marcellus. 'Tis gone, and will not answer. Bernardo. How now, Horatio? You tremble and look pale. Is not this something more than fantasy? What think you on it? Horatio, before my God, I might not this believe without the sensible and true avouch of mine own eyes. Marcellus, is it not like the king? Horatio, as thou art to thyself, such was the very armor he had on, when he the ambitious Norway combated. So frowned he once when, in an angry parley, he smote the sledded Polacks on the ice. 'Tis strange. Marcellus. Thus twice before, and jump at this dead hour, with martial stalk hath he gone by our watch. Horatio. And what particular thought to work I know not, but, in the gross and scope of my opinion, this bodes some strange eruption to our state. Marcellus. Good, now. Sit down, and tell me, he that knows, why this same strict and most observant watch, so nightly...